You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Is your host, Brady Trent.
What's up, Thunder fans? Welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We finally made it. It's Friday. I'm excited. You're excited. If you can't tell, I'm very tired. It's been a long week. Long week. We've still got long weeks ahead. We're barely a fourth of the way through the season. That is both exciting and a little sad, but not too sad. The Thunder do play tomorrow night in Denver against the Nuggets. Everybody's excited. Hey, Jeremy Grant's going to be there. You remember him? For the next 30 minutes or so, you will be Locked On Thunder. If you don't know who I am, my name is Brady Trantham. I've been covering the Thunder since 2014 and 2018 with 107.7 The Franchise, 107.9 in Tulsa. You can find all my Thunder coverage, blogs, columns, opinions, and whatnot at thefranchiseok.com. I wrote something down earlier this week. It's got some good reviews, got some good traction, so if you've missed it, go ahead and go check it out. And the best way to keep up with all my coverage is just to simply follow me on Twitter. I put everything on there, whether it be columns, this podcast, other podcasts. Follow me on Twitter at Brady Does Sports. And speaking of other podcasts, I do other Thunder stuff as well, in addition to Locked On Thunder. I do the OKC 82 podcast with my badass esteemed partner, Miss Madison Morris, and that is available on all podcast feeds, so please go check it out if you're interested. But it is Friday, so we've got the Free Space Edition, which is going to be taken up by Mr. Darius Bazley. I've had some conversations with him a handful of times in the locker room after games, really just to get to know him a little bit better. And so what the heck, I'm doing Locked On Thunder. Might as well share some of the content that I have on my phone. Hopefully you all enjoy it, but let's get to some quick notes before we get there. As we talked about briefly yesterday, the Thunder did waive two-way player Devin Hall. He's played uber minimally this season, so the writing was kind of on the wall with that one. It's a two-way contract, so it's not going to really affect the Thunder's finances in any positive way or negative way. And a few hours later, Eric Horn from The Athletic revealed that the Thunder were going to sign Kevin Hervey to a two-way deal, who was also part of the same draft that Devin Hall was a part of. And I've got to say, I don't expect really that much from Kevin Hervey, and it's a little interesting because in addition to Steven Adams and Nerlens Noel, the Thunder still have Justin Patton, who they've sent to the G League to go play for the Blue, seems like for the last month. Now they have Kevin Hervey. Now, again, it's a two-way contract. There's only so many opportunities for a player of that caliber. But with this, I really see this as just the Thunder going after the best player possible in their farm system, regardless of the position, regardless of how many guys they may have. So I don't know if it necessarily means anything for the future, but I will say the last 2 years being in Vegas covering the summer league team, I've been impressed with five players. That was Hamidou Diallo last year, Deontay Burton, Darius Bazley this year, Lou Dort, and Kevin Hervey. Kevin Hervey really balled out, especially this season, this past summer league. He has the ability to stretch the floor, big, tall, and physically imposing enough to do some damage in the paint. He's your prototypical floor-stretching big. Now, can he do that to the degree that he's effective on an NBA floor? I mean, well, probably not, because he's been in the G League for so long. But also, the other thing that's been holding him back necessarily is just injuries. He's had an unfortunate injury history, even in college. Two knee injuries. And so, Sam Presti and the Thunder took him as really a project, but Hervey has performed well when he's able to play. I don't think he's been able to play for the last few weeks. I went to a Blue game 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he wasn't playing. End of the day, the guy is talented. If he's able to get any opportunity, I'll be a little surprised, but I'll also be happy for him. He always had such a positive attitude when we were able to talk to him at Summer League, and kind of an infectious personality. And who knows, maybe after all the fire sale trades go down in a few weeks or so, which, I mean, who knows if those even occur, but if that does happen, well, then that opens up the floodgates for opportunities for guys like Kevin Hervey, just to see what the Thunder might have in him. Man, this road trip is really long. I feel like I haven't talked to Billy Donovan or any of the players in months. They've only been gone for a little over a week now, but they will return for a 5-game homestand starting Monday against the Chicago Bulls, Memphis Grizzlies on Wednesday, Phoenix Suns on Friday, and then Paul George comes back on the 22nd of December, Sunday night at 6:00. That's going to be an interesting thing. I'm really curious how Thunder fans are going to react when Paul George is announced. I'm going to assume that there will be a healthy amount of boos, if not 100% boos. And I'm not here to say that you're wrong for doing that. You're a fan. You paid money to go into a game. You can, as long as you're not doing something destructive or crossing the line personally, you can do whatever you want. You can boo, you can cheer. No one should make you feel bad about it. But I don't know if you guys were able to listen to my other podcast, OKC 82, the other day when I talked to Juice, Russell Westbrook's friend. And he mentioned that Paul, before this was actually going down, Paul did text Russell to let him know. And considering how things have gone in the past, especially with this franchise, concerning players jumping ship and going to a different team via free agency or now via a trade, even though this Paul George trade seemed very free agency-esque anyway, considering how all those things went down, it is a little nice that Paul was able to do that with Russell, just to let him know on a personal level. And then also, the way Paul was asked for a trade, he did it in a professional manner, and it allowed Sam Presti and the Thunder to think on their feet and have a quick backup plan. And the backup plan thus far has seemed successful, and it bodes well for the future. So I'm not going to be surprised if there are boos, because what I just talked about was a lot, and I doubt that that's going to be going through the minds of 18,000 fans in a few seconds time when Paul George's name is announced. But it would be nice if Thunder fans showed love to a player like Paul George. He was here. He technically chose to stay, the first big-time player outside of Russell Westbrook to do so. And so hopefully, while his legacy isn't that big, it is an interesting one, and hopefully it ages well. But tomorrow night, the Thunder take on the Denver Nuggets, who just trounced the Portland Trailblazers 114-99 last night, being Thursday night. The Nuggets are now 15-8 and are the fifth seed currently in the Western Conference behind the Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks, LA Clippers, and the LA Lakers. The Thunder still sit at the 9 spot at 11-13. Since the last day of November, the Nuggets have actually been on kind of a skid. They are losers of 5 of their last 7 games, losing on the road to the Kings, at home to the Lakers, on the road to the Boston Celtics, on the road to the Brooklyn Nets, and on the road to the Philadelphia 76ers. The only team they beat, other than the Blazers last night in that stretch, is, the New York Knicks. They're not very good at basketball. I mean, this is going to be a tough test for the Thunder regardless of how the Nuggets are playing. It's at altitude. It's on the road. The Thunder have not had a lot of fortune the last few years against Denver on the road. But those were different teams. This current team, while not uber successful on the road, does play well on the road. They typically don't get blown out, obviously. They don't get blown out really at all. And also the Nuggets are relatively healthy outside of Paul Millsap, who left last night's game against the Blazers and didn't return. It's listed as a quad injury, and he's day-to-day. Wouldn't be shocked if Millsap played tomorrow night, but I've been like 0-for on guessing injuries. I think I had either said on this podcast or on OKC 82 that I thought Terrence Ferguson was going to play the other night against the Kings, and he still hasn't played in 4 games. And I don't believe Billy has ruled him out or said that he was going to play Saturday night, but he is on this trip with the team, which gives me some hope that Terrence will be able to go at some point, probably maybe tomorrow night. But if he doesn't, it'd be his fifth missed game in a row. In addition, the Thunder obviously don't have no Hamidou Diallo. So you can expect Abdul Nader to start once again if Terrence isn't able to go. Thunder are 3-1 when Abdul Nader starts. Oh my. Before we get on with the rest of the show, I want to talk to you guys about Spotify Wrapped. And if you use Spotify, if you're a Spotify listener, use Spotify Wrapped to show us your top Locked On podcast for the year. Take a screenshot and tag us at Locked On Live or at Locked On Thunder on the Twitter machine, and we will do our best to share and retweet. All right, everybody, here is Darius Bazley.
Obviously, I was in Utah, so was there anything going through your mind when you like walked onto the floor in a regular season NBA game for the first time?
I just feel like, wow, I'm here. And then after that, I was nervous, but like once Coach called my name, stepped on the floor, I was just like, I'm here, you know what I mean? And then that's the only thing that was going through my head. Just try to soak it in one time, and then that was that.
Yeah. Is there anything like in particular that when you're like after a game that you think back on maybe from your childhood or your upbringing that you never would have thought you'd be in a position like this, and now you're here?
Not necessarily after games, but there is times where it's just kind of like, where I'm driving to the arena or like, you know, just kind of like just being in a locker room or like being next to CP, like it's just like, dang, like that's crazy. Like I used to watch these guys and now I'm, you know, in the same, you know, bracket as these dudes. So it's stuff like that that'll like really just make me go like, wow, like I never, who would have thought, you know? So it's a little in-between moments where I just get to like, you know, just put everything into perspective.
And who dared you to do the Kawhi Leonard at midcourt?
Nobody. I said I was going to do it. Like, see, the way I get through everything, I got to laugh or smile. And so I was super nervous. And so that was the only way I was going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you
as
know.
As if I made myself laugh.
No, you know that's infectious. Like, the crowd, the fans are, like, already eating it up and loving it. I mean, have you got a sense of, like, the reception you're getting from, like, your first home game?
I mean, just hearing from my teammates, like, I know that these fans, you know, they're diehard. You know, they love their, you know, Thunder. You know, so I kind of knew going into it a little bit. But just being in the game, like, when it got late in the stretch, like, I know we didn't come away with the win like we wanted to. But, like, just when it was late, like, and guys were hitting big shots, like, just the energy and, you know, the support that they showed, it was incredible.
Like I said, he's a really cool guy. I think Thunder fans are in for a treat with this kid if he is able to develop and Sam Presti decides to ultimately keep him. Who knows what the future holds with this franchise, but I think the Thunder may have gotten a steal in the draft with Darius. The guy has talent. I can clearly see it. I'm positive you all can clearly see it as well. I'm excited to see him develop in his career. But everybody, I hope you all enjoy your Friday evenings. Please be safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. I certainly will. Like, I'm going to go have seafood with my parents tonight. So I am very excited. But everybody, have fun, and we'll talk to you on Monday.